Argentina's Mendoza province enacts strict slot machine limits. The Mendoza provincial government in Argentina has officially enacted Law 9652, imposing strict limits on the number of slot machines in casinos and gaming halls. The law, which was announced on September 18, 2025, aims to keep the gaming industry in check while protecting players from potential harm. Officials say the measure is part of ongoing efforts to ensure that gambling remains a controlled activity in the region. Under the legislation, the number of slot machines in both public and private casinos cannot exceed the highest amount previously authorized for each venue. This cap is based on historical records, effectively blocking any plans to add more machines. Casinos must also put in place programs to encourage responsible gambling, such as displaying clear warnings about the risks involved, offering free helplines for those seeking help, and training employees to spot signs of troubling behavior in players. The Provincial Institute of Games and Casinos, or IPJYC, is in charge of overseeing these rules. The institute has the power to inspect venues and even order reductions in machine numbers if it finds them necessary to meet the law's goals. This development comes after the provincial legislature approved the measure on August 20, 2025, reflecting a push to regulate the sector more tightly. Mendoza's casino industry, known for its several notable gaming venues, has seen growth in recent times. With Law 9652, lawmakers want to prevent unchecked expansion that could lead to more cases of gambling addiction among residents. Strict penalties for violators. To ensure compliance, the law outlines tough consequences for violations. Fines can reach up to 20% of a casino's average monthly revenue, and repeated issues could lead to temporary closures of up to 30 days or the complete loss of an operating license. Any extra machines found on site would be seized right away. Quote, "We need to extend restrictions to the public sector and strengthen the sanctioning regime to ensure that all operators, whether private or state-run, adhere to the same standards of control and accountability. This is essential for maintaining fairness across the gaming landscape." Jorge Lopez, Mendoza Senator. These measures follow earlier initiatives in Mendoza, including the introduction of parental controls on digital wallets in May 2025 to prevent underage gaming and IPJYC compliance audits in August 2025. Effect for casinos, players, and the community. For casino operators, the cap means they cannot grow their slot offerings, which might affect their income and plans for the future. Some venues could face adjustments if the IPJYC decides to cut back on machines, potentially leading to fewer jobs for staff who maintain or oversee them. However, the focus on training and awareness could help build a more stable environment in the long run. As the law seeks to make gambling safer, local residents dealing with addiction could find it easier to get support through the required helplines and informed staff. In a province where gaming is a common pastime, this could reduce the personal and family impacts of excessive play, such as financial strain or social issues.